That is, the will of God is sanctification. What would have been the will of God for Israel? They would have come to Saul and say, to Samuel, and say, we don't like what your sons are doing. We have been suffering under our enemies. What must we do to be saved? And Samuel will have said, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. These are the commandments that Moses gave you. Have you kept them? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. He will have reminded them of the commandments of God. That will have been the will of God. Then God will have given them a plan. And will have told Samuel, from now on, remove your two sons. I don't want them to be judges in Israel anymore. I don't know the number of sons they had. He will have said to them, okay, now, he will have given them new ways to handle affairs. Then one day he will have said to them, okay, I think it is time for me to give you a king. Because there's one boy have been raised. His name is David. He's ready. Saul came by visions and revelations. But Saul was a product of the fact that men rejected God. The will of God is sanctification. It's not, did God say I should marry this girl or marry this boy? That's not what the will of God is. That's the plan of God. God can specifically tell you to go and do the thing that he knows will kill you. It doesn't mean he's a wicked God. It only means that what you sow, you will reap. When God wanted to kill Ahab, he asked for help. Who will help me entice him to go to a place I want him to go to so he can die there? And then the spirit came and said, I will. He said, how are you going to do it? I'm going to be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophet. And God did not say, so no, Christian said that God allowed. God did not allow. God commanded. He said, go and succeed. The devil can't do anything if God does not command it. Don't give him the kind of power he doesn't have. He said, go and succeed. That spirit came with the voice of God, the power of God that enabled him to deceive Ahab. Therefore, all the prophets of Ahab were seeing visions and they were under influences. Yet, they were prophesying lies. The lie that God commanded that they must hear and they must utter. And Ahab will hear and believe and perish. The will of God is not who's talking to you is not talking to you. The will of God is who do you obey as a matter of habit. The will of God is what? Sanctification. I was about to leave. I had finished dressing. I picked my bag yesterday. And the scripture dropped in my mind. What is the will of God? Paul said, the will of God. He said, this is the will of God. Sanctification. I almost dropped my bag to bring out my computer and start writing. I said, no, let me get to the office. You know, Christians these days, we have been confused into thinking that, the reason why I make mistakes is because I didn't hear God well. That thing is not true. There is no other way to tune your ears to hear God well than to obey the word of God on a habitual basis. God spoke to me to marry this girl, doesn't mean it doesn't impress me. Those of you who know me long enough, you know now. Say, pastors, I was going to, God just spoke to me. This is my wife. My honor, that's what you say. Do you like the girl? That's what I want to know. All I ask you, is he a Christian? Yes. A real Christian? Not a joker Christian. She didn't come to church to look for husband. Because if that's the case, you're in trouble. In fact, I will know you two came to church to look for wife. Two of you came, found each other. Go here and go and, compliment your iniquity that is to your problem. I hope you're following what I'm saying. What is the will of God? Sanctification. That's what God's will is. Then Paul now began to break it down. I'm not talking about the breakdown now. But let us just understand that, please. Is it right for me to pray and say, God, who should I marry? Yes, it is. I'm not saying it's not right. But that is not the will of God. If I wonder, you read this, you read this later. As if a man comes and says, "Pastor, who is the, what is the will of God concerning my wife?" I said, "This is the will of God. Stop sleeping with all the girls in church." There's no other will of God. There are some people, that's their job. No matter what vision revelation you see, do you understand my point? You will marry an evil person. You can't help it. Your wife will kill you one day. And it will be God that says you should marry her, because he said, "How do I destroy this joker? Find him Jezebel." I'm telling you. Say, "Pastor, what is the will of God? Which business do I do?" The will of God is not which business do I do. The will of God is, "Sir, how do I do business?" I don't know what I hear what I say.
Yes, sir.
There's a difference. The will of God is, "What is pushing me?" The will of God is, "What do I want to achieve?" The will of God is, "That do I still believe that a man's life depends upon what he has?" So what do? I sanctify all those thoughts. That is the will of God. There is nothing else that's the will of God. The business you do is not the will of God. The ministry you run is not the will of God. It's how you run it that's the will of God. Are you getting my point? What you have right now is a plan of God. It's a world of difference. That plan changes depending on whether you have rearranged your score. I was listening to Kenegi the other day and he said that, you know, it's good to listen to men properly. Don't just assume some things. He said 12 years he pastored before he finally found out he was in the wrong profession. In case you do not know, 12 years in which not one member of his church died because he preached, he taught them the word of God so much they used to get well. After that, one day, he said he was so dissatisfied, he left what he was doing and went and prayed. And the Lord revealed to him and said, "Listen, this is not what I called you to do in the first place." So he went out and started doing another thing. After 15 months of contemplating. Now, one of the things I heard him speak to, and if I send one of my friends a message to me, I said, "Please listen to this series." He has a message. I said, "Please listen to it." We used to think, I'm so happy, oh God, I worship you. Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." You understand? Everything I'm telling you, please believe it. If I wasn't sure was correct, I wouldn't water it to you. The man said before he left, you know what he first did? He said he sat down and began to tell God, search his heart. And said, "God, why was it that I actually wanted to pastor a church?" He discovered that he enjoyed the comfort of a regular income. He had to say, "God, I'm sorry." It took him 15 months from the time he realized he was not supposed to be pastoring to stop pastoring. 15 months. Why? Because he was walking. He wasn't like, "Okay, God has spoken, we are going." He was walking upon his heart. "What am I doing? Why am I doing what I'm doing?" Even when he left, he found out later he still left into error. So one day he had a vision of God, and the Lord told him that he said he had preached for 15 years, yes, before he entered into the first phase of his ministry. Let me tell you what I understand. I didn't say it. I'm telling you what I understand. What happened was that it took God that length of time to get him to be converted into a sanctified mode that could handle ministry. You know, yesterday, the thing hit me like this. I said, "My God." I was so happy for some things I've been teaching, but then some things entered my heart again. I said, "Look, when that brother said that, did God speak to you about the wife you marry? The Lord has been emphasizing to me for a long time. Stop emphasizing these things. It is not as if I don't speak to people. I tell people all the time, why am I in Enugu today?" I'll tell you, one of the reasons there's a way I didn't bring this one up before, but one major reason is because I'm a pathologist. If I wasn't, it would have been a tricky way to get me down here, all right? So how did I become a pathologist? I told the story before, so for those of you who have heard, I was asking God, I prayed. So I believe in praying till God reveals things to you. I believe in it. And I don't know how I knew. I just in my heart said, "Okay, after my NYC, I'll go and do postgraduate." Then one day I sat down. I still remember when. I can't remember the very date, but I remember I came down from my NYC in 1993 I came home. I came to attend my alumni convention, and then I went home to see my folks before I would go back to Taraba State where I was serving. And was some of those days I sat and said, Lord, what do I do? And it dropped in my head like a coin. As if you, that's how I explain it. The thing dropped in my head as if I had it land. Boom! And I, after that, I told everybody I'm going to be a pathologist. And they were shocked. Where did that come from? I know where it came from. So that when I finished my training, you know, issues like, where are you going? My friend said, look, they don't have a pathologist in UNTH. Why don't you come? That's why I told you the reason how, you know, that's what ignited it. Two people, I don't know if you walk in UNEC, I mean, one man gave his professorial, that's inaugural lecture a few days ago, professor. He's the vicar of the Anglican Church, the chapel in Park Lane. Well, he called me one day and said, look, Banky, why don't you come to Enugu? We don't have a pathologist. He was doing residency here at that time. I said, hey, the same thing Chooks is saying, my friend Chooks. So I took both of them and said, well, it looks like this is where we are going to go. You understand my point? And let me summarize it. Let me not bore with the details. That's how come I got here. What I'm saying to you, that is not what the will of God is. The will of God is, are you ready? Now listen to this. Are you sanctified in your heart so that you are ready to go anywhere? This was the will of God concerning me. That even though men said money was in America, I said, no, it's not true. That was the will of God. I don't know what I hear what I said. Even though men said that if you're in Lagos, you make it quicker. And I said, it's a lie. Now, that lie, I said, was the will of God. When people said, listen, you know, you want to go to Ibo land, you know, you're Yoruba man, Nigeria can break anytime. I still remember the man who was advising me, and I was smiling. I wanted to remind him of my father's friend that died in our hometown. They killed him there. But I didn't want to argue with my sister. I just kept quiet. They so killed the man, they killed everybody they found in the house, including his guards. And burnt everything, including him. The only one of his children that survived, one boy just took a girl, his sister, to the park. That one was traveling. So, okay, let me drive you to the motor park. That was what saved their lives. And I felt like, oh God, that was in his hometown. Like one of my brothers said, safety is not the absence of danger, it is the presence of God. I said in my mind, oh God, forget that side. Anywhere I go, if God is with me, my name is Joseph. That's why I used to tell people, I said, Joseph was not an Egyptian. Forget all of these stories. Was Joseph an Egyptian? No. Forget it. That is what is called what? Sanctification. Are you getting my point? And that is the will of God. That is the will of God. That is the will of God. That one is the will of God. That one is the will of God. It is not, should I go to Enugu or go to Onitsha? Many people are in Enugu. Where God wanted them to go is Abakaliki. But they can't hear it. But if God says it, there will be war in heaven. There was war in heaven. Did you read your Bible? Right, the book of Revelation. God said there was war in heaven. So God said, I don't want another war. So, where is he? He's in Lagos. Okay, let's just tell him to stop in Enugu. You understand my point? So you don't know whether that's how I got here. So don't be impressed. Are you getting my point? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't be impressed. Say, Pastor, I came here according to the will of God. Forget that side. You don't know. Is it the plan of God? For sure. It is the plan of God. The will of God in it is that the man understands that in Christianity there is no division. Who is a Hausa man? Who is an Igbo man? Who is a Yoruba man? Who is an Isoko man? Or who is from Cameroon? In Christianity, it does not exist. It's called what? Sanctification. That is the will of God. That one is the will of God. That is the will of God. Many people are praying for the will of God who are walking out of the will of God. They come to pray and say, God, this marriage matter. Once the guy is from Anambra State, you know my father will declare another war in heaven. So God says, you are not yet in the will of God. If I answer you, you will get grade 2 plan. Do you understand my point? And listen to me. You must understand something about God. Even if he wanted you to marry a man from Enugu State, For you to approach prayer saying, I can't marry a man from Anambra State, you can never get the perfect will of God. You can't. There's a degree of awareness that will enter your life because you prayed with some certain qualifications in your head. Do you know awareness? If you're an American, you won't understand that. You need to be a Nigerian to understand that English. Please give me an English word to use to help those who are listening from Australia. Please now give me an English word. No, not obtuse. Okay. Okay, let's use the word wobbleness. It sounds like wawa, Abby. Okay, there's a degree of instability and incongruency. Let's use that one. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. So, now this is what I'm making, all right? So, when we talk about the will of God, therefore, it is how you approach God that is His will. It is not the visions you saw or what He gave to you as a vision. God always adapts what you hear from Him according to what you are able to hear. Therefore, don't be impressed that what you have is the will of God. The will of God doesn't require you to be so spiritual you know how to pray and can download it from heaven. No. The will of God is that which you are taught from the scriptures. The will of God is the position that your heart is converted to. I'm going to pray about a marriage partner. There are statements I'm not allowed to utter. There are qualifications that is an insult to the Almighty. If the girl's parents are divorced, God, please do not cause another war on earth. There are things you don't utter. There are statements you make, you are saying to God, the blood of Jesus does not actually wipe away sins. The blood of Jesus, it will work, but the detergent action is not powerful. Yesterday night, my wife and I were watching a program on TV. And I saw what they call, I don't know how to describe that degree of perversion. Drug addicts and stuff like that. And I said to my wife, I said, my God in heaven. You know what I was thinking? What I didn't tell my wife, I was thinking, say, so Jesus, now wow, you try. You mean you can actually save this kind of person? I now told my wife outside, I said, this is why God don't said, this kind one, God go wear glove. That's what God don't, no, me talking about. He said, for God to save some people, he go wear hand glove. That some people are so dead. Instantly when I saw TV, Jesus, I was just looking like this. My mouth was open. But what's going on through my mind is I said, do you know if Jesus saves this man? Now, at that time, he was looking like a woman. The guy was described as a transvestite prostitute. And all he wanted to do is hear him talk. And he was explaining whether it's better to use crack cocaine or use PCP. I was looking at them like this. They were filming. It was a documentary on drugs. And I said, Jesus is Lord. I understood the power of the blood of Jesus. Because I just said, if Jesus poured blood on this one, you won't recognize him again. When Jesus poured blood on you, you will correct completely. They will think that you've just been born in a manger. The Lord is good. Now, why did I go into that? When you go to prayer, there are statements you make. You say to God, the blood of Jesus is not good. He's not angry with you. I want you to understand something about God. He's not be vexing person, you know. God is not an angry God. You know, every little thing is angry. No. He's mindful that you are but stupid. You understand my point? He's mindful that you are but ignorant. He knows. However, he can't bless the ignorance. He can't. He offers you correction. That's why some people, they've been praying for a wife for 6 years. God says, if I answer you now, you 55, you're dead. Yes, if I answer you now. The reason is that the way by which you've been coming to prayer, and now I'll give you revelation. Revelation is not hard. I just call one prophet, prophesies for you. You see, revelation is hard. It's not hard. You want the wife by force? I will give you the one you can receive, and that will be the plan of God, but it will never have been the perfect will of God. So I've delayed you the last 6 years. You've been praying and praying. Unfortunately, I'm having a little problem now. You say, God, what's your problem? I'll tell you what my problem is. In 6 years, your prayer point hasn't changed. Which means you're not closer than when you first began. The same mad criteria you gave me 6 years ago, you are still coming with it. Say, please, you know I'm from Arochukwu. If the girl is not from Arochukwu, there will be a problem. You said this one to God 6 years ago. He was not angry. He's mindful that you are but flesh. And foolishness is bound up in your heart. So he has sent a rod to you 4 times. The first girl was perfect. Appearance just the way God in heaven. Look, God saw your heart. That's how you wanted it. The very village your mother had been praying for you for before you were born. She came from there. Everything was perfect. Thank God. You went to introduce her to your parents. And as you're going, and she took Ororo that was boiling, poured at the back of your head. The scar is still there till now. It was not the girl's fault. It was the spirit that possessed her to cleanse you of all defilement of spirit. The good Lord thought you will learn. You went and said, Lord, deliver me from the Jezebels that are from that place. But you are still waiting for people from that. I said, what else will I do? 3 times you will find a wife from there that were perfect, but you have realized that it is not good. And you have been hearing the gospel. God says, listen, this is the last year. If you pray that prayer, January next year, I will give you that wife. After that, you're on your own. May God not bless you and qualify it OYO. God says, my son has worried me so much. What does he want? He wants the Land Cruiser. Give him, put the number, OYO. As he's driving, he's on his own. The angel comes, say, take your car keys. The Lord said, I should tell you, you're on your own. You know what you should do with that car? In short, exactly, burn it. Best, just take the angel. Hold the key first. Hold on. Hold on. No problem. Just hold on, sir. My guy, hold on now. We are serving the same God. Hold it. I said, hold it. I'm a child of God. Hold this thing. When the angel collects and holds it, he said, go first. Help me keep her. They come. Then go back and go and pray. Say, dear Lord, I am sorry. Say, Lord, please send me a pair of Lexus. Not Lexus. Slippers with foam. So that I can trek with joy and gladness. God said, fine. Then when he finally gives you another car, he now says, this one, I will always sit beside you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Then you will drive and you'll be happy. Sometimes why God is delaying answering some people's prayers is that he says, if I answer you now, the answer will not help you. He said, if I answer you now, the answer will ruin you. If I answer you now, you will see food in abundance, but you will not be able to chew. If I answer you now, if you swallow food, it goes down your throat to your lungs. Don't let me answer you now. Why I can't answer you now is that the way you are praying is the kind of prayer that brings forth answers like Saul. When I answered Israel and gave them Saul, I first told Samuel, this Saul is coming because they rejected me. Who wants something that God gives them so that they can go away? In Yoruba land, they call it Ajegba Makwamije. You know what it means? That is something you give somebody to dismiss the person. Nobody wants that kind of blessing from God. You saw what Saul did. Saul was a real useless man as a king. And I can assure you of one thing, most of the atrocities of Saul were not recorded. How do I know? A man who can go and wipe out a whole village of priests can do anything. Priests in Israel. What am I emphasizing? When we come to God with certain prayer points, God says simply, that one I can't answer. Not as if I don't have the power. It's not for your own good. It's not to your interest that I answer you now. So I've delayed you for this number of years. Why? Because I'm trying to convert you to the will of God. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to do. I want to convert you to my will. You see what I've explained now? The will of God is not, should I marry this one or marry that one? Should I do this business or do that business? No. That one, I call it the plan of God. And the plan of God, the plenty. God will just open the drawer, give you the one that you can handle. When they left Egypt, the first plan is a few days were in the promised land. When they got there and began to mescaform, you know what that English means? It's another Nigerian English. Please, pardon me. When they got there and began to misbehave, God brought a second plan, dropped on the table, 40 years. The first plan, a few days you're in the promised land. When they began to misbehave, God just opened the drawer, changed the plan. Give me another plan. Moses, read that one to them. This time around, 40 years. And for your information, how did they arrive at the plan for 40 years? I will tell you. You know, before I used to wonder, because you know when you're learning, some things just, this is not the character of God. You know, some of the things I disagree with, before I had scripture to disagree, I said, this does not fit divine character. One day I read, I said, this doesn't fit God's character. Go to the promised land and go and spy out the land. For what? I said, this is not God's character. But of course, the Bible says he said so. So we have to agree that God told them. I just want to say, God, this is not like you. Then one day I was in the Bible. When I got to the book of Deuteronomy, in Numbers we saw what happened. In Deuteronomy, Moses now told us what happened. Moses said, you demanded to go and spy the land. I said, no wonder. I always knew this was not divine character. God said, Moses said, you were the ones that said you wanted to spy the land. Therefore, God said, all right, Moses, this is how, another plan. God just got another plan, give it to them. For jokers who want to spy the land I want to give them, this is the plan for them. Choose 12 people. I told you, these are your dreams and visions. Don't just go with it at all. Because God, you just draw one plan. Say, Moses, give them this one. They will plot a new trajectory for you. So you have left where they say you should go to now. They bring another plan. The plan was, okay, for people who won't believe me, trust me to give them what I said I will give them. All right, give them. Say, okay. They want to go and test first to be sure that everything's okay with the girl before they marry her. No problem. This is the next plan. They said, do you want to go and spy? Let's go and spy now. And God shook his head. I can imagine heaven. He said, you go and spy, no problem. Next plan the Lord gave them, this is how to spy the land. And after I gave them, I can just imagine he was shaking his head. Say, these boys don't get the point. This land they've gone to spy is the reason why they won't enter it. The 12 spies came back, 10 gave the report that they gave, and you know this rest of the story. They all mobilized against Moses. What nonsense. We are going back to Egypt. We are around rubbish. How could he have done this? He wants us to go and die. We grasshoppers. How can grasshoppers just die like this? You know, they just... And then God brought the next plan. What are the plans? Now, this is the next plan. Every guy that's 20 years and above will die. They will die in the wilderness. Only the children will enter the promised land. That was the next plan. Please, I hope you're getting what I'm saying. That's why I talk all the time about the purification of the spirit. That is why I emphasize about the purification of our motives. You know, one day one of my brothers was talking about, we're discussing it. He said, some of our brethren, that by the time they want to finish you, they finish you with testimony, you can't talk again. After they have missed God, and I say, when we got there, praise God, the Holy Spirit just came down. And the Holy Spirit did this one. And you are thinking, like, why did you go there in the first place? What I'm talking about? I keep on saying, do you know if Jesus has said, 12 legions of angels, even though God did not want it, God will have given them to him. And they will have written a book on the power of the Son of God. The ability to call 12 legions. When I raised my voice, the first Roman soldier's head went off. He thought it was Boko Haram. He didn't know that was the one doing the beheading. That's why I do testimonies, cool it down. Are you getting my point? Take the scripture, read it. Learn the ways of God. Please, I'm looking at my time. I want to close now. And this one I'm making. This one's back in my mind. You have been delayed because God says, if I answer you now, the plan I will give you is not the house I want you to have. And the now is not the 2013 or 2014. We're in 2014. It's not whether it's 2014 or 2015. No. The now I am saying is your current state of heart does not get a good wife. He doesn't get a good husband. If you harass me too much, I will answer you. But you can't get a good one. I will have to give you the best you can get under these circumstances, and the name will be Saul. So God said, don't be angry with me. I heard it the first time. Don't be angry with me. I heard you 5 years ago. Don't be angry with me. All you have been experiencing is me being patient with you, waiting for you to repent, waiting for you to be sanctified in your desires. Let me tell you, when I'm praying for Kingdom World Ministries, as an example, I am careful. Oh, God is my witness. I keep on changing. I keep on improving. Sometimes I ask God, why am I doing this one that I'm doing? This is what I think, but is that the real reason? Because what I'm doing is not the will of God. It's why I'm doing it. The thing in my heart is what decides whether it's the will of God or not. Every other thing outside is just the plan of God. And I've told you already now, the plan of God doesn't mean anything anymore. You've seen it. God can give you a plan that is bad. It's actually the best under the circumstance, but you are so bad. Your heart is so bad. The best you can handle is a bad plan. Like all the Israelites dry in the wilderness. It was the plan of God, true of us. But what begat that plan? It was disobedience. Why did Saul come into Israel? Because the people rejected God. So God said, if I want to bless you well, I'm saying I close now. If I want to bless you well, I first convert you to my will. And Paul said, the will of God is one thing. It is what? Sanctification. That's the will of God. That's all. I was telling you that when I want to pray for kingdom, there are prayers I don't pray. Do you know? I'm not lying to you. If I did it years ago, I've forgotten. I can't remember praying for Kingdom World Ministries and say, God, please, make the place big. Bring people from all over Enugu to fill the hall so that the place will be very big, so it will become a big ministry. There are statements I don't make. Yeah. There are those who gather crowd. They are called apostles. We call them evangelists. You understand? But I've read my Bible. I believe they are apostles. I'm not an apostle. Nothing bad with it, though. It's very good. I don't believe Raymond Bong is an evangelist. I believe that man is an apostle. That's what, now, listen, you can disagree, and you are still a good man. Still a good woman. It's just my opinion. And I have my reason. I can't discuss that now. Do you understand? Apostles is good for them to pray for large crowds because of the kind of people they are trying to reach. My own primary assignment for now is to teach. And if you go and sit, when Jesus will want to teach, he will always draw back. Read that Romans, Matthew chapter 5. When he saw the crowd, he went higher up. The disciples came to him, he began to teach. When he sees the crowd, what he does is tell stories. This one went for to sow. Come on. Someone fell by the wayside. Eh? You know that kind of thing. The disciples now come and say, why are you talking in parables? He said they didn't come to church to hear anything. Go and read it. Read that Mark chapter 4. He said, these guys, they didn't come to hear anything. So I just give them stories. And I heal their sick. I raise their dead. All those guys who went to listen to John the Baptist, who did some repentance, we bless them, then we go. But when it comes to teaching, we move back. So that affects how I pray. Those who have heard me pray before, I always say, Lord, there are those that need to hear what I am saying. Then I begin to pray for them. Every distraction that's keeping them from coming. Lord, you know, I'm praying for that. That's what I'm praying for. Distractions that will not let them reach the place on time. Okay, they are not in Enugu. Lord, they need to get to the website. This book, as it's going out, will reach somebody. This magazine that is going out will reach somebody. As for God, let the ministry be big. Where am I beginning to? Do I pray for the ministry? Okay, you can be sure of that. I wake up at night and utter words for kingdom word. But there is, look, if it is money, you say when you have large crowd, you will have more money. Let me say this to you simply, if you're a pastor, you need to be stupid to believe that thing. Spiritually stupid. Let me tell you, in this world, 90% of the resources is controlled by less than 3% of the people. Sure, you know. So who told you that it's crowd you need to get money? If money was your problem, self, that is, assume, say, you don't know anything, so money now they follow. Common sense, just go and read economics. They will tell you that 90% of the wealth of the world is controlled by less than 3% of the people. We're talking the other day that Warren Buffett last year made $11 million an hour. Is it 11, Bishop, who said? $12 million an hour. The money that man alone made, many of these small African countries did not make it. One man. So if you wanted to pray for money, you should have prayed with wisdom. Oh, let me tell you the way I pray down for money. There's a way I pray for money for kingdom words. Preachers, learn it to help you. The Lord supply every resources that we need in Jesus' name. The second prayer point is send financial laborers into the harvest field. My understanding of God long ago from the beginning is that 90% of the money we will spend will come from 12 people maximum. That's just the way it's supposed to be. 12 maximum. I'm not going to use my prayer to drag all kinds of troubles into my head. So I certainly quarrel morning, afternoon, and night. Is that not why Apostle said he applied for a transfer? those who know what I'm saying. He said, I wasn't preaching again. All I was doing was settling a quarrel. The church, go up, transfer me. Transfer me. It was in headquarters where money was good. Money good in that place, you understand? But he said, no, this is how to die on time in this life. I don't want to die on time. Transfer me from here. Yeah, and put me where I'll be preaching. They now carry him to one village. Some people say, they want to punish you. He said, I like his punishment. It's okay. So this one, every day he gets there, praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 5. Everybody opens the Bible. The man preaches at least 3 times a week. He says, hey, this is the will of God concerning me. So you see, how did this, okay, good example. How did this God the will of God there? He just by removing the desire, say, I must get money. Took that one out of his heart. Look, let us go home, John. The Lord is good. Oh, if you believe, you say amen.
Amen.
Oh God. I thank God we are servants of God. You come with one thing in mind, the Lord says, say the other one. So we have to say it. I hope you are blessed today, Sha. I hope you are blessed. Remember, God may be delaying because we have not been converted to his will. He doesn't want to answer now because if he does, say you will not get what you really, really will be blessed by. You will get a second rate plan, a third rate plan. That's what you will get. So what do I do? I'm working in your life. I'm working on you so as to bring you into the center of the will of God. Then when you are there, you will not experience the perfect plan of God for that season. I hope you've gotten my point. If you're blessed today, tap your neighbor, say I was blessed. All right. Let's just give the Lord thanks. Say, Lord, thank you. Say, Lord, thank you. Let's just say, Lord, thank you.